We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Siyora Deah, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Kilei Behema, Halacha Dalad. The Pasuk says in the Torah, Lo Sachroish Beshoer Uvachamor Yachdov. A Jew is not allowed to plow a field using an ox and a donkey together, side by side. And as we're going to see, it's not limited to ox and donkey. It means any two different species, and it's not limited to plowing. It's doing any kind of work with them together, pulling a wagon together, anything. Al pi ha-Torah, Yemei Chanukah heim Yemei Hoidah. This halacha will be based on chapter 2 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is a famous chapter that deals with the topic of Chanukah. Rabbeinu Zal begins by saying the days of Chanukah are days of praise to Hashem. Ayin Shom Kol HaTorah. Look over the entire chapter, which is quite long, one of the major, major productions. Uma Shekosav Shom Basoif, and take a look especially at what Rabbeinu Zal writes at the end of the chapter. Shal Yidei Zeh Zoichen Lahamshech HaSimcha Shel Shabbos L'Sheish Yisimei HaChol. Rabbeinu Zal says there that by following the different procedures that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, a Jew will be zoicha to be able to draw the happiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Ki yemei hachoel heim bechinas atzvus, because the weekdays represent depression. The pasuk says sheishes yomim tavoid, the 6 days of the week we are bechinas eved. And Eved is an inyan of Avdus. Avdus, slavery, which goes together with unhappiness, depression. Aval Shabbos, hu bechinas ben, whereas Shabbos is the opposite of Eved. Shabbos is the concept, we are the concept of a son to Hashem. Bechinas naicho le'iloin v'tatoin. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Eile toildos noyach, noyach. It mentions Noach twice. The word Noach, one of the meanings of Noach is Miloshen Menucha, rest. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that the rest on Shabbos is a rest above and a rest below. And Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Likutei Moran what that refers to. Bechinas Simcha. And this rest, this day of rest, Shabbos, which is a Yom Menucha, rest is synonymous with happiness. Bechinas, as we find by Noach, when Noach was born, it says he was called Noach, and they said, Ze yenachameinu mi ma'aseinu ume itzvon yadeinu. This child is going to be a consolation to us from our struggles and from our depression. Itzvon yadeinu, atzvus. So we see that Noach, Menucha, Shabbos, Ben, is all a concept of simcha. It's the opposite of atzvus. Ki Shabbos menachim u'mesameach hakoil min ha'atzvus. Because Shabbos consoles and brings joy and happiness to everybody from the depression, from the heaviness of the 6 days of the week, from the struggles of the 6 days of the week. And by being able to draw the holiness of Shabbos, the happiness of Shabbos, into the 6 days of the week, through this we reveal the oneness, the unity of Hashem. Because during the 6 days of the week, there's all kinds of differences. These Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the 6 days of the week correspond to the six midos, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, which are all opposites. Chesed is on the right, Gevura is on the left, Tiferes in the middle, Netzach on the right. So it's difference, it's a variety, it's diverse entities. That's what the 6 days of the week are about. Also corresponding to the six aspects of Mishnah, Kosher Posel, Tomei Toher, Osur Mutter, which we mentioned many times. Shekol Yoim, Shebechol Yoim, Nivra, Pe'ula, Meshuna. During each one of those 6 days of the week, Hashem created something different. And if you look in the beginning of creation, on this day he created birds, on this day's animals, this day fish, every single day is something completely unique and different. Exactly. And Shabbos represents the oneness of Hashem. We know that at the climax of Shabbos, when we come to Mincha, the Shmon Esri of Mincha begins with the words, Ato Echod, V'Shimcho Echod, U'mi Kamcha Yisrael Goy Echod Boretz. You, Hashem, are one, your name is one, and who is there in the world like your one nation, the Jewish people? So Shabbos is all about oneness, unity. The 6 days of the week are all about diversity, diversification. And our mission is to bring Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, to bring the oneness into the diversity. And this goes against rational thinking. How all of this diversity should be able to come from oneness. How can one produce all kinds of diversity? With human intelligence, with rationale, we cannot make sense of that. We can't explain that. Rak al yedei Shabbos, shanu zeichem, it's only through Shabbos, which we are privileged to have, ayedei ze nizgale achdus haposhut yisborach, Shabbos reveals and broadcasts the oneness of Hashem, the unity of Hashem. On Friday night, we say, shomer v'zocher bedibur echod, hishmianu keil hamiyuchad. Shomer and Zohar, which are two opposites. Shomer means, don't do that, don't do this, don't do... Shomer is all the don'ts. Zohar is all the positive commandments. And Zohar appears in Parshas Yisroi, in the Ten Commandments in Parshas Yisroi. Shomer appears in the Ten Commandments in Parshas Voeschanan. And the Gemara tells us that Hashem said both of these as one. They were both bedibur echod. They came forth as one statement, which again is beyond human comprehension. How can you say two things at the same exact time? But that's this oneness of Hashem, ki Shabbos moira al emunas hayichud, because Shabbos is when we show, by observing Shabbos, we show our faith in the unity of Hashem, the oneness of Hashem. She'onu ma'aminim she'kol ha'pu'ulois mishtanois nimshochem me'echod ha'poshet yisborach. We show that we believe that all the different things that we find in this world and in all the worlds that are referred to as pu'ulois mishtanois, these diverse, different creations, they all originate from one, from the oneness of Hashem. Shebora kulam b'sheishes me'achol, who created all of them during the 6 days of the week, v'shovas b'shabbos, and Hashem rested on Shabbos. V'zois habechina legalois achdus haposhut. This concept of being able to reveal and broadcast the pure oneness of Hashem, Leida ulahamin, and to know and believe shekol hapeulos mishtanos nimshocha meyechad haposhut yisborach, that all the different things that we find in all the different worlds, that they all come from one, they all come from the essence of oneness, Hashem. Zois habechina yekora ma'oid afilu etzlo yisborach. That's very special and very precious, even to Hashem. It's very precious when we're able to believe that and show that. We're able to show that from oneness can come forth all kinds of diversity, infinite diversification. Because when the oneness, the pure, simple oneness of Hashem is revealed down below in this physical world, then gam lemalo, Achdus haposhut yisborach. I'm sorry, nizgale gam lemalo achdus haposhut yisborach. Then the oneness of Hashem is revealed also above, in heaven. Bebechinas, as we say on Shabbos, ato echod, v'shimcho echod, Umi kamcha Yisrael goyochet baretz. You are one, your name is one, and what nation is there that is one like the Jewish people? Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this, and this is the tail end of that chapter in Likutei Moran. That chapter in Likutei Moran discusses about 15 major topics. The opening one is praise to Hashem, which is what Chanukah is all about. That Chanukah, the rabbis established Chanukah, Lohoidoi Sulahalel. And towards the end of the chapter, Rabbeinu Zal introduces the topic of Shabbos versus the 6 days of the week. The son versus the slave, the servant, the ben and the eved. The happiness versus the depression, the unhappiness. And in this halacha, Rav Nosson Zal is going to bring a lot of things together from that chapter in Likutei Moran.